ਤੁਸੀਂ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਹੋ। ਹੋਰ ਜਾਣਕਾਰੀਆਂ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰੋ sbs.com.au/punjabi ਉੱਤੇ।
Hi everyone, my name is Avneet and joining us on the phone line today is industrialist Dhruv Deepak Saxena, also known as TD among his peers. TD, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
TD is currently the promoter, director and founder of Robe, an oilseed crushing and refining plant in Australia. TD, you've successfully captured the opportunity that existed in this part of the world to establish a canola oilseed crushing and refining plant and establish your business. So tell us something about your company and how did you manage to create a niche in this highly competitive industry and that too here in Australia?
Well, I mean, in Australia, firstly, there are only two things which you can manufacture. The wealth is either under the ground, which is in the mining industry, or the wealth is above the ground, which is mainly in agriculture. So if you look at it from a manufacturing point of view, these are the only two areas where there's a raw material advantage. So we obviously, my background is I started my career in Unilever and I've worked globally, so I obviously have some familiarity with this space. And in Australia, we basically decided to put up an oilseed crushing and refining plant, largely because Australia is a large grower of canola seeds and it exports 75% of what it grows. And when you crush seed, you get oil and you get protein meal. And surprisingly, Australia exports seed but imports both oils and protein meal. So, I mean, it's a strange situation that you export the raw material and you import back the finished products because we are a protein deficient country. The protein in the animal feed is a very vital component in the poultry industry, in the piggery industry, in the dairy industry, in the aquaculture industry. And therefore, that has been a very big growing demand for it. But we nearly import 1 million tons of our protein. So the idea was for me to put up a factory which would be basically fairly unique in some sense, and I'll come to that later. But first, that there was an opportunity in the market because there was a gap. So we came as a disruptor. Our strategy was to put up the best factory, and mind you, this is against Cargill, who is a global leader, and GrainCorp. So we put up the best quality asset. We got the, by the way, there's a lot of Indianness in this project. We got 100% engineering done in India, nearly 75% of the equipment came from India, and I've got about 30-odd Indians working in the company.
Didi, you mentioned that when you ventured into the industry, the market as such was very conservative. So I'm pretty sure that you faced a lot of resistance from players, if there were any already existing in the market, from government regulations. So how difficult was it to establish that kind of plant, to get the capital?
Let me tell you, Australia is a very difficult place to put up a manufacturing asset. I've had experience and I put 9 greenfield projects in my life in 4 different countries, and Australia is far, far more difficult. I mean, okay, $150 million sounds big, but it's really not a large sector corporate investments when you see in relative comparison to mining investments or oil and gas. The regulation, the EPA, the approvals, and the bureaucracy delayed us by 3 years and doubled our project cost. So what was meant to be a $75-80 million project became $150 million. The second was that, you know, to raise money, because while I was a promoter, obviously, I mean, the people, except for my capital, all capital came from overseas. Mm-hmm. So I had to personally leverage off my relationship, my credibility, my connectivity globally. And we got finally investors from US as a fund, from Hong Kong, Singapore, one from India. And frankly, Indian banks supported us, both State Bank of India and Bank of Baroda. That's how we happened. The second is that the government bureaucracy really pulled us down.
Mm-hmm. And speaking about its comparison, if you're comparing the market conditions here versus the market conditions in India, how different is Australia? I'm pretty sure it is quite significantly different, but in what terms?
Totally different, because, I mean, India and China and Southeast Asia, growth economy, you got to make and you got to sell. Well, here it is a static market. So that's the first thing. Secondly, the capacities in this country, you know, don't grow in step functions. So for somebody, I mean, they're not in India, just for example, to give you an idea, there are 350 factories that produce edible oil. In Australia, there are 5. So the dynamics of manufacturing are totally different. The market, size is totally different. The market sophistication is totally different. The manufacturing culture doesn't exist here. I mean, so when you say manufacturing in Australia, it's usually mining, oil and gas, and that sort of a thing. But otherwise, the SME doesn't exist, whereas in Southeast Asia, the small medium sector really accounts for 80% of the manufacturing.
Well, Didi, it's very hard for us to separate you from the entrepreneur that you are, the industrialist, the oil baron that you've evolved into. But if we talk about your personal background, tell us about your intrinsic connection with your country of birth.
Well, I mean, the first is, I mean, I'm an engineer from IIT Kanpur. Then I went to management school. I started my career in Unilever, Hindustan Lever. And then I was working as vice president for India's fourth largest company. And then I was a global CEO for a very large Southeast Asian group. So I've had a professional route for quite some time. And then I had cancer. That's when I started my entrepreneurial journey. And it's been full of challenges. And I mean, success is very relative terms, and success is a process, not an event. So, businesses, you always have ups and downs. But it has been an interesting journey. And I think what we've established and what we've built is a significant footprint. As a matter of fact, it is recognized in the Australian industry, Australian government, as a very strong India and Indian-driven project. So we've achieved many awards, many recognitions.
And Didi, is there a kind of advice that you dole out to migrants who are struggling to find their footing in Australia?
Well, I think the question is that, I mean, there are two kinds of migrants. One is those who come here as students and then sort of settle down and they want to sort of live here. And what they've got trained or educated as, for those skill sets have limited opportunities. I mean, this happens in everywhere, accounting, automation, engineering. The other kind of migrants are those who are coming here. I mean, I think, frankly speaking, it is a limited market and therefore the market job opportunities are restricted. But I think most Indians are hardworking, but they all need a break to get into a platform where they can work. But long term, I think most of the Indians, which I'm seeing myself, you ask what is the difference. When I came here and my family came here, I was actually in Singapore in 95, 96. You could count the number of Indian stores on two hands. And, I mean, there was not a single guy who used to drive a taxi or be in 7-Eleven or be in petrol pumps. And there's nothing right or wrong. But what I'm saying is the wave of Indian migrants coming here has changed the character and the nature of many things. But my advice would be that get some experience and then be an entrepreneur on your own. Because in this country, the root is hard work will certainly pay, because that's a relative premium compared to the average person here. And most of the guys are quite driven. So I think the thing is, there is a struggle, undoubtedly. There is no question about it. But my personal view is that the community has earned. We're one generation behind where America and UK was. So the professionals are likely to get better quality jobs. They'll be in bigger decision-making process. So, but don't give up. It's very easy to give up. Otherwise, go back home, So, but if you intend to be a migrant and you stay here, my advice would be small to medium enterprises over the period of time. And I know a lot of Indians who started in a very small way, but some of them have done very, very well.
Well, like you said, don't give up. And we are hoping listeners tuned into SBS Punjabi would feel inspired from your journey. Thank you for speaking with us, Didi.
Thank you very much for your time.
ਕੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਹੋਰ ਪੇਸ਼ਕਾਰੀਆਂ ਸੁਣਨਾ ਪਸੰਦ ਕਰੋਗੇ? ਐਪਲ ਪੋਡਕਾਸਟ, ਗੂਗਲ ਪੋਡਕਾਸਟ, ਸਪੋਟੀਫਾਈ ਜਾਂ ਜਿੱਥੋਂ ਵੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਪੋਡਕਾਸਟ ਸੁਣਦੇ ਹੋ।